fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 17th day of August, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to John Moore Show. And yes, we do something that should be done in every public and private schoolroom every day of the school year, day of the year. Here we go. The Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day is to work with your team, recreate with your team, and most important of all, pray with your team. You don't have a team, well, you're not going to get through these hard times by yourself or even you and your spouse. You need a team of at least 10 to 12 responsible adults that you trust with your life to get through hard times. That will be your team. We have Patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Kirk. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Evolution. His company manufactures a complete line of water filters ranging from the Ready Pure countertop stainless steel water filter, which instead of the fragile plastic spigot that Berkey's have, which is very fragile, they have a solid metal one which will last for decades, and a complete line all the way up to whole house water filters. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. It looks like we got our first caller already. That was quick. Let's go ahead and see what our first caller has to say. Chris in Virginia. Good morning, Chris.
How are you guys doing? I just wanted to call in because I found some stuff last night and didn't mean to start the show out, but basically, the stuff with Lahaina in Maui. I went to look for video of the residents taping video early on when it happened, like during when it happened and stuff. And, of course, it's hard to Google any of that. It's hard to YouTube any of that because it's all censored, right? But if you go to BitChute, type in Maui. We're at very startling. You have to check this out. I'm going to call in later on during the other programs today just to get the word out. But basically, there's a guy riding around on his mountain bike taking video for over an hour. And he's a resident. Takes over an hour of footage on the ground like a day after it happened. And it will shock you because because you will see with your own eyes, it's literally like you got on a bike and you're riding around, that one building was burnt to a crisp next to another building that wasn't, was perfectly fine. There's actually the most shocking example was a supermarket that had like a Roman terrace with exposed tinder, you know, like a Roman terrace. It looked like untreated, just regular, and it was completely pristine. And basically 30 feet on the other side of the parking lot was something that was basically burnt to a crisp building. You will be shocked. But anyway, I just want to get the word out about BitChute, and just type in Maui to get the truth out about what happened.
Okay. Anything else, Chris?
The truth is basically it wasn't a wildfire. It's obvious it wasn't a wildfire. Something else. That's all I had, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, arson investigation is a profession, which is not my expertise. Arson investigators, what we need are professional arson investigators to go there and review the evidence. And the evidence that remains of the burned out structures, the untouched structures, the video evidence, interview witnesses, and so forth. Lots of speculation right now, and not a whole lot of what I would regard as solid evidence. I heard an interview this morning, Kirk, gentleman, who one of the residents there in that town, he said the police were blocking people from leaving the affected area. And I found that very disturbing, don't you, Kirk?
Oh, sure. Yeah, well, this kind of stuff happens all the time. It seems like the local, quote-unquote, authorities, wind up following, a set of directions that they're given that oftentimes doesn't seem to make sense, from our perspective. But who knows? I mean, there could be all kinds of they might have anticipated other danger, with people traveling. Who knows? Certainly the whole thing is strange. Now, where is Dr. Len Horowitz's property? Is that the Big Island or is that Maui?
I don't know. And hopefully we'll find out the second hour. He had 2 weeks off, and with his living in Hawaii for so many years, he probably has a lot to offer to the discussion. So we'll find out.
Seems like it was the Big Island, but I can't remember for sure. But anyway, it sounds like there's going to be a big land grab, on the devalued property. And because some government officials have already gotten into the act, and there's talk about the governor, being involved. I saw some of that this morning. So it's pretty interesting as that unfolds. Yeah, thanks a lot, Chris, for bringing that to our attention. It's pretty interesting.
Absolutely. Well, the governor of Hawaii has already foolishly said that they want to basically take over that real estate. It's just what people need to hear when they're struggling to come to grips with loved ones being dead, all their possessions being burned up, including family photos and family documents that can't be replaced.
Right.
That's just what you need to hear, isn't it?
Yeah, I was stationed on Oahu for a little more than 2 years early in my service career, and it's a very interesting scenario out there. And I got a chance to experience not only the big city, Fort Shafter outside of Honolulu, but also was stationed with the 25th Infantry Division up in the mountainous areas out on the outskirts. And it's Schofield Barracks. It's pretty interesting. The attitude of the locals was not a good one, for sure, towards people, from the mainland in general. I mean, once they got to know you, it's like any place else. Once you build rapport with people, get to know them, and things are fine, but they definitely were offhanded, initially. It's a strange place. And, obviously things are very expensive there because everything has to be, shipped in. I mean, it was like 30 or 40% more expensive when I was there, which was in their, early 80s. I can only imagine what's happening now, with the costs and prices. But definitely an interesting place for sure.
Absolutely. Well, I was in Hawaii for 1 hour. I got to see the sunrise over Diamond Head as my plane was being refueled to continue my trip to Vietnam. That was my trip to Hawaii.
Ah, well, I'm sure that it must have been exciting, but I'm sure it wasn't. I'm sure you weren't happy about it, or I'm sure you weren't.
Well, I was. My feelings were pretty much ambivalent. I knew it was my duty. I kind of got the idea that this may not be the right thing when, as we were approaching the airport in Saigon, that all the flight attendants, they only had female flight attendants at that time, of course, they were all crying as we were getting off the plane.
Nice.
Of course, they knew that out of every 100 men on that plane, that three of them would be coming back in body bags. Another 10 would be wounded, and another 50 or so would have post-traumatic stress. So these young women, of course, were mature adults compared to 20-year-old John Moore.
And sure.
They knew what the consequences would be for these young men getting off that aircraft.
Were you stationed primarily in and around Saigon, or were you out in the bush?
I was down in Mekong Delta. The capital city of Mekong Delta was still is Kanto, Canto. At the time, a city of 1 million people. Now it's approaching, I believe, 2 million. Uh-huh. So that's where I was stationed with psychological warfare down there, right? 90 miles south of Saigon. When we ran a convoy from our location to Saigon, 90 miles. It was 12 hours of driving as fast as you could to go 90 miles.
Wow.
Which on an American interstate highway would be about 90 minutes, but it was 12 hours driving as fast as these guys could drive. Of course, it was almost 2 hours just to get across the river on barges. There was no bridge. The Vietnamese attempted about 4 or 5 years ago to build a bridge, but because of the corruption and theft of steel, the reinforcement steel, the whole thing collapsed into the river before it was built. Mm. That's just the nature of that country. And most third world countries have pretty serious corruption and theft going on.
A lot of first world countries have pretty serious corruption, too.
Well, they do, and we're living in one, aren't we?
Yes, we are. It's just remarkable. I mean, the level of insanity is just... This whole thing with Donald Trump is just bizarre. I can't believe that... What I can't believe is that the judiciary is putting up with this. That, you know, to me, you know, our system seems like it should be, or I always thought it was designed, where that would be the final straw. You know, these judges would look upon something and address it as, you know, idiot stupid from the on-go before any time, money, or effort is wasted. The whole thing is just a giant cash crunch. I mean, anybody that's ever been involved with the courts knows that it's just basically a money suck. And it's really, you know, it's set up really more like a bank than it is a justice system. And you're constantly paying in, you know, fees and this and that. Everything is crazy expensive. And they're throwing these, 32 violations, or I think, right? And then, but they say only 18 are for him. The whole thing is insane. I mean, they've got this, everybody that was involved in the election on the right side is being, indicted, I think. It looks like.
Well, they're called counts is what they are. A criminal indictment has counts. And our system has checks and balances. I'm pretty sure the Trump legal team will attempt to get this moved from the state court to a federal court. And that would offer some measure of protection for President Trump and these other individuals charged. We have some very well-respected legal scholars saying that this indictment is a sham, and that a first-year law student would have been laughed out of the classroom if they attempted to draft something like this. So I have every confidence that President Trump will prevail, and most likely the prosecutor knows this. The goal of all these indictments is to influence the voters who are independent, who are not part of either party, the swing votes. Whoever can influence the most swing votes will win the election. And the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims know that. They understand that. And most of these people, they don't read anything of any consequence. They get their news in short sound bites from television, and all they hear is President Trump, criminal indictments. They don't know anything else, and that sounds bad if that's all you know. Unless you dig down deeper, actually read some articles in depth, well-written articles by well-respected authors, you'll think that Donald Trump was some kind of common criminal if you do not do your own diligence, research, and look into it deeper, Kirk.
Remarkable. Remarkable that the judiciary allows, you know, these type of charges to be brought that are completely unfounded. I mean, you can look at them and just say, you know, anything that he would have said, you know, should have been protected by political speech. How is it that these representatives can say whatever they want and incite violence in the streets, as we saw, you know, tell crowds to attack people at restaurants, you know, when they're off, all this kind of crazy business. They walk away scot-free. And he mentions that he'd like to have the counts, you know, reviewed more closely. You know, can't you find me the votes? I don't know. I mean, he speaks like a New Yorker, so I could see that you would maybe take some of this stuff out of context. But bottom line is, I mean, that election was a complete sham, and everybody knows it. That it's up with the, you know, with the regular news, the alternative news, and it just doesn't make any sense how they would allow this to move forward, but they are clearly, there's three or four cases now, right? Or three or four venues that are being happening at the same time.
Four different places. Yep. It's a travesty. My entree into the legal community was 51 years ago, the fall of 1972, where my first job was a paralegal. I took the place of a licensed attorney doing the same job at the same desk for half the pay. With that's with the nature of that beast. And then most of my career, I've been involved in trial preparation, mostly criminal matters, but also some high profile civil matters up to $100 million at risk. So this is an absolute travesty. It's an aberration. This woman will be, what she's done will be taught in law schools as, here's how you make a fool of yourself as a prosecutor. That's what that class will be, if there was one. Here's how to make a complete fool of yourself as a prosecuting attorney. And they'll have her picture on the, at the beginning of that class. In the meantime, President Trump's people have to deal with it, including Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani's been doing a great job of talking about how absurd and bizarre these charges are. I'll ask you, how can you release the indictment before the grand jury has voted on them? How can it be? Well, it can't be, obviously. Yeah, but that's
well, it
what
can be
do.
If you do it in Fulton County. I mean, for God's sakes, you know what the numbers are there, and you know,
basically they released something that did not exist.
Right, but I mean, they knew what the outcome was going to be.
Indictments don't exist until the grand jury has voted on them. That's when they come into existence.
I've always heard that any grand jury could, you know, indict a ham sandwich because, you know, there is no representation, you know, from the defense. It's all the story of the prosecutor. I'm sure every one of them are good storytellers. And they have a group of people that have been taken out of the general population, which is a good term in that area. And, you know, they get these people who, like you say, hate Donald Trump. He's blonde. He's white. You know, he's made some off comments that they've been programmed, you know, through the media that this guy is a racist with no proof to substantiate that. You know, I would rather have a smart, sharp, person running things that has a few defects, as we all do. And, you know, versus somebody that's, you know, wonderful and stupid, you know, and can speak well and kind of bends a little bit to the criminality or the handout system that our government has become, which is what you have in that population in general. I just can't believe, and the few that might be constitutionally minded are afraid to speak up because they don't want to be isolated, you know, and outcasted, which is another psychological thing that we're all familiar with. So, I mean, it's impossible for him to get any kind of a fair hearing, you know, in that market. Now, is this case going to result in a jury trial if it goes that far, or will it be decided by a judge?
It would be a jury trial, I'm pretty sure. As opposed, it's called a bench trial if there's only a judge making a decision, but almost without a doubt would be a jury trial. Mm-hmm. And that's another hurdle. As I've said before, the prosecutor has to convince 12 people that these 18 defendants are guilty. The defense has to convince one jury member that they're not. That's a big hurdle, and that's our system. Here's our break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Thank you. Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters. We talk a lot about the ReadyPure because it is so basically essential. The ReadyPure countertop gravity feed water filter with the solid metal spigot. We recommend one for every 2 adults. One for every 3 children, and get one more and leave it unopened in the box as a high quality barter item. Right, Kirk?
Yeah, that's what we recommend, folks. You know, in any kind of a utility shutdown, which we think we'll experience for sure at some point here. When that happens, your access to clean drinking water is going to become difficult if the electric is shut down in your area. And this is especially problematic for people that have well water, because those pumps all work on 220 powered, you know, electricity. And it could be even difficult to create that, you know, with a small generator. So if you've got a well, you know, there's other precautions you can take as well. But isn't it nice to know that you could take groundwater that you have in storage, even swimming pool water, and be able to drink that by putting it through a gravity-fed unit? That's what the ReadyPure is all about. And we've got additional things that you can order that help you create the alkaline antioxidant water from that water as well, that clip onto the unit. So we've got some unique things going on. John mentioned the solid stainless steel spout, which is a tremendous feature on that unit. And then just the general construction is very, very strong. And the filters that we use, the ceramic cartridges, we started having those manufactured for us about 10 years ago. They are the best ones on the market that I've ever found. I've looked at and tested other ones that are out there. These are great because they're very finely crafted ceramics. They have a special infill media that further takes down a lot of the chemicals and other additives that are typically found in the municipal water and also in the well water. Just a great value, a great unit to have. And we give a $100 discount to all the John Moore listeners, which brings the price down quite a bit. And, you know, it's worth taking a look at. Folks, if you haven't gotten at least one of them, you want to have one in your house so that you know that during a shutdown you're able to filter and purify water.
Outstanding, outstanding. And listeners of the John Moore Show get a $100 discount on each water filter, don't they?
They do. And we've had a lot of people buy multiples. And if you haven't gotten at least one of them, we recommend that you do that now while the prices are, you know, down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got a question or comment? The call in line is 512-248-8252. Well, good news from North Carolina. The North Carolina House and North Carolina Senate overrode the governor's veto on these bills that were passed to stop the mutilation of children. I think that's a good thing, don't you?
Very good thing.
Absolutely. And of course, the libtards are outraged that the doctors are not allowed to sexually mutilate little boys and little girls, give them drugs that will cause them long-term adverse health effects. And they're talking about, oh, they want to move someplace else. Well, don't let the door hit you on the way out, right?
Yeah, that always gets threatened. Remember all the actors that were going to move to Canada, you know, if Trump got elected.
Right, right. Well, good riddance is all I can say. It's, you know, modern psychology goes back a little more than a century. And we've never had psychiatric professionals recommend surgically removing body parts as part of care for somebody with a mental illness. But that's what they're doing. And there's these little boys and little girls, they believe a little boy or a little girl, they believe they can become the opposite sex. They have these adults, the healthcare professionals, men and women with all these impressive credentials being called doctor, telling them that they can become the opposite sex. They really believe that, although it's a fantasy fueled by surgical mutilation, fueled by these harmful, dangerous drugs. And unless these doctors can change the chromosomes, which can never be done, a boy will always be a boy, a girl will always be a girl, and anything else is just a fantasy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just a result of, you know, we live in a country where both parents typically have to work in order to keep the bills paid, and you just don't have the family influence that you used to have, and more time is being spent in school and school activities, and the children are, you know, pulling the psyche of these teachers and other people in charge, many of whom have been very, very liberally educated, and, you know, this is the result. It's terrible.
Hold on, we got a break. We'll be right back.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Where to fall? Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. I talk a lot about the worst crime in human history, which the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots are the worst crime in human history. A lot of details at my website in our COVID panel, more than 200 articles and videos, including articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's not mincing his words, no uncertain terms whatsoever. He's saying these COVID vaccinations are meant and designed to hurt and kill people. That's what they're supposed to do, and there's no better authority on the planet than the former vice president at Pfizer telling us so. Also, on our website, you'll find products that will help you. We've talked a little bit this morning about the water filters. You need water filters. Of course you do. But winter's coming. We'll be talking in the third hour a bit about the Liberator rocket heaters, a great way to stay warm and cozy and save money. I think we all want to do both, stay warm and cozy and save money. So Liberated Rocket Heaters will do that. And of course, my basic product, the energy cleaner will help you achieve your goals of waking up pain-free after a great night's sleep. So check out the energy cleaner and the mattress pads at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Of course, my toll-free order line for all my products is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution in beautiful North Carolina. Kirk, I think I may have mentioned, I lived in North Carolina for a year and a half. I wouldn't have left. If I could have got in-state tuition on the basis of living here for a year and a half, I would have stayed to go to the state university. But the powers that be at the time did not feel that my year and a half as a resident at Fort Bragg would be sufficient to be a resident student at the university system there. So I had to leave. I couldn't afford the out-of-state tuition, which was ungodly expensive for a young GI who the GI Bill at the time was less than $200 a month, by the way, with no money for tuition or books like the World War II vets got. So I had to leave. I couldn't stay and deal with that.
All they were offering to cover is $200 a month?
That was the GI Bill.
And what year was that, John?
1970.
Wow.
Yeah. The World War II vets got the same dollar amount, but gasoline was and food and rent was a lot less expensive. Plus, plus tuition and books being covered as well for the World War II vets. So they took the Vietnam. I always had at least two jobs when I was in college, in addition to trying to maintain my studies, just to make ends meet. And thank goodness for peanut butter. That's the protein and peanut butter kept me going.
Yes, I like peanut butter.
Anyway, Kirk, you talk to people all around the country. What kind of feedback are you getting from folks as you talk to them?
Well, I think people are scared. You know, they can sense that something, you know, the tide's going to turn here. And I think while a lot of people remain optimistic about what will happen in the country, I think a lot of people realize we're going to go through a serious economic downturn with other pressures. And I'm absolutely certain that there'll be some other kind of pandemic release here, you know, very soon. You know, because I think the first thing was really more of like a market test. And that's concerning, obviously. And I think that each one of us needs to be prepared to stay in place at home, you know, for longer periods of time than we ever had to in the past. I think people are doing that in general. But when you're, you know, not able to get the food that you want, you know, at the store at a price that you can afford or even its availability, you know, Steve always talks about how we have such a great choice of food selection here in the U.S. And it really is remarkable. I mean, when you go to a higher end grocery store, the amount of options that you have access to is pretty incredible. And it doesn't take much for all of that, you know, to go away and become just unavailable. And if it is, it's going to be a big wake up call for everybody, especially those that have not become prepared. And, you know, the food technology is such that you can have access to a freeze-dried food that can last, you know, up to 25 years. And you need to take advantage of that and have at least enough on hand so you could go, you know, I would say the minimum should be 3 to 6 months where you could stay in place and not have to leave your home if the need arised. And I think a lot of people recommend a lot more. I mean, you always talk about a couple of years,
right,
as your ideal recommendation.
Well, I do. And one thing, there's an old term in the military that all the planning ends when the combat begins.
Yes.
It's to paraphrase that.
Very true.
You know, I've been through this firsthand. It's hard to anticipate the unexpected, but that's what you should be doing, correct?
Absolutely. And you're right, because there's a lot of options of things that can happen. I mean, you talked a few weeks ago about, you know, the necessity of having spare parts on hand. Very important, because these things, a lot of these parts were difficult to obtain, you know, even a year and a half ago in the midst of the pandemic. Think about what would happen in a real shutdown. It would become impossible to get, you know, replacement parts. And there's certainly things, I mean, when you get to be 60 years old, you kind of have an inkling, you know, for when you're going to need to change things out. when parts go bad and that kind of thing. Take advantage of that and have enough things on hand. Not only that, the prices, folks, are only going to rise. I mean, the value of the money is only going to shrink moving forward. It's going to take more U.S. dollars to buy everything. And things are never going to be as inexpensive as they are right now. So we just need to kind of get off the bench and take advantage of some of that stuff. You know, sit, really think about what those things are that you need to have in your house to go, as you say, a few years. Certainly that can happen with parts, because you're going to have to buy them anyway at some point, you know, for a lot of these things, you know, replacement filters in the house, air filters, oil, other things. Have some on hand so you can at least go a few seasons without having to, watch your equipment get destroyed because it's not maintained.
Yep. Spare parts and knowing how to replace parts, having the tools, the training to do that is very important, isn't it?
Well, it is. And there's so many books available, and there's a lot of information on YouTube, and I use it a lot too, for things that I don't fully understand that I want to accomplish. It's a great learning platform, but that may not be available. And so having hard copy, of books and manuals, these things are going to be very important moving forward. Hey, I didn't tune in earlier this week. So how did the event go in Des Moines, the Reds Hill?
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because I have some beautiful photographs at my website. I'm going there right now with some of the folks I got to be with, beginning with G. Edward Griffin. We're sitting at a table with my lovely wife, Dr. Brian Artis. I refer to him as the Energizer Bunny. This guy has more energy than any normal two human beings. Myself and Dr. Tenpenny, we had dinner together Saturday evening. I'll be talking to Sherry about coming on with Dr. Horowitz. She and Dr. Horowitz are friends. My friend Dan Happel, who's one of the guys who are instrumental in putting the Red Pill event together. And then myself with Ambassador Alan Keyes. I refreshed his memory. I was his bodyguard. He had a one-day event in St. Louis quite a few years ago, and I was his bodyguard that day. And it was good to get reacquainted with Dr. Keyes. So it was a great event. I learned a lot. One of the things I ran across as a consequence of Dr. Artis is the health benefits of nicotine. I was not aware there was health benefits. But
there's a tremendous amount of health benefits.
Apparently there are. And I did my research when I got home. The largest location for peer-reviewed health-related articles, scientific articles, is PubMed.gov, PubMed.gov. And there's over 500 articles discussing nicotine and the benefits of nicotine. A friend of mine has Parkinson's. It's been mentioned as something that would help with Parkinson's. We're looking into that, my wife and I, as to how we might be able to help my friend with Parkinson's using nicotine patches. So it was a great event. My presentation was well received. I sold out of all my DVDs, by the way, which has never happened.
That's
great. Never happened before. And Kirk, you would have got a kick out of it if you'd been there.
Oh yeah, well, I'll make sure and make arrangements better to be at the next one. How many people do you think were in attendance? A few hundred or more?
It was about 350 people.
Nice.
Yep. And the auditorium was full. They had to bring in extra chairs.
Those are some chairs they give you there at the table, huh? They look like throne chairs.
Oh well, those are in one of the lobbies there.
But, I thought that was your table. It looks like the first one.
No, that was just a table.
Okay.
But everything's the auditorium has Hollywood quality light and sound system with very well trained technicians to make sure everything is going out over the internet properly and professionally. I can't say too many nice words about the level of professionalism, the quality of the equipment, the training of the men and women, mostly men who did the technical part. It was all just first class and
that's
very
great.
Well done.
Yeah, it looked like a pretty nice venue. Kind of a contrast to that thing we were at in South Carolina 2 years ago, where it was really, it's like 95 degrees. Remember that show?
Yeah.
You had to have the little table up at the top in the balcony area. It was crazy.
Yeah, that was not Red Pill. That was a different event.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the venue there was not big enough for what they were
That's
doing.
That's right. It congested. Yep.
Well, there were tables set up outside all along the sidewalk. It was a poor choice of venue, but that's what they did.
Yep.
But everybody seemed to enjoy it regardless. The weather was great. I got to see Dr. Zelensky. He was obviously not a well man. Of course, he's passed on since then. And that was at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Right.
A beautiful tourist town. Yeah. Anyway, Kirk.
Photos are great. Your wife did a great job taking them. Great.
Well, she took some. Obviously, she didn't take the one where she's and one of the Red Pill people took the one of Dr. Keyes and myself. But she took the rest of them, and very well done, obviously. And if you want to get an education, sign up for the next Red Pill University. You'll be very glad you did. You'll see things you would never see otherwise. Hear things you would never hear otherwise. Meet people you would never meet otherwise. Hopefully these will continue in person. There's some discussion about making most of them online only, which I think would be a huge mistake. The dynamics are entirely different if it's just online.
Completely different. You can't compare the two. I mean, there's so much more value out of, you know, pressing flesh with people and speaking to them face to face. I agree completely.
Absolutely. And this is great. And I'm so glad that this COVID make-believe pandemic is behind us. They're trying to ramp up another one. At least that's what they're doing in Europe right now, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yep. We're going to see it again, I'm sure of it.
Yep. Well, I know in my county, these hillbillies, these ranchers, aren't going to put up with it. These timber guys, you know, men who make their living cutting timber and raising cattle are pretty tough guys and pretty smart guys. They have to be smart to make a living in those businesses.
Absolutely.
And they're not going to tolerate that stuff anymore. They simply aren't going to do it. There's rumors about President Biden attempting to have issue some kind of climate emergency.
Restricting
access to food and gasoline. That's not going to fly. It's not going to fly.
Well, and they say the gas prices are going up again here, too.
Even in normal times, fuel goes up just before Memorial Day.
Right.
And it stays high all summer, and it goes down after Labor Day. That's been that way for decades. They're not at record highs, but it's enough to, if you want to slow down the economy, raise fuel prices. But the combination of high fuel prices and high food prices is devastating to the economy, isn't it?
Well, it is. And then you've got the shrinking value of the money supply. And, you know, up until now, I mean, pretty much the dollar has been dominant, you know, all across the world for trade purposes and other purposes. We're going to see a lot of that start to dwindle now with this BRICS. And they've got more and more countries, you know, jumping on that bandwagon, which just means it's impossible for us to get rid of the debt, you know, as easily as we once did. And the government has to absorb it. And when they do that, the value, you know, comes way down. You know, we call that inflation, but really what it is, you know, the dollar will not buy today what it would buy yesterday. And, you know, when I was growing up in Long Island, my dad was a dentist. And I remember we had three cars when I was little that I can remember. And one of them was a four-door Impala. It was probably a 67 or somewhere in that vicinity.
Right.
And I think it was $5,000 new or $4,000 new.
Right.
And today you go to look at a four-door sedan and you're into $30,000 at least. Well, what happened to the $26,000 or $24,000? The answer is it gets usurped into the government supply. And that money is gone. It's lost. The value is lost. The dollar is a fraction of what it used to be. And, you know, it's a tough scenario for everybody. We've had a great run, you know, of 20 or 30 years, certainly 20 anyway. And we're going to see all that turn around, you know, for a down cycle. And that's why getting prepared is so important.
Yeah, that's good. Getting prepared is not optional. It really isn't. My presentation Sunday morning at the Red Pill Expo, the question always comes up, John, when's this going to happen? And I said the following. I used to jokingly respond 3 p.m. tomorrow. But what I've found out since is that men and women looking for a date for these catastrophic events are men and women living a comfortable urban suburban life, and they have the following reasoning and thinking. Well, and once I get a date, then I'll sell my comfortable home in urban suburban America. I'll buy my 5 or 10 or 20 acres and start my hobby farm. That's what I'll do. That's a prescription for failure, is all it is. If you're really diligent, you may be feeding your family half the food that they need within 3 years of starting a hobby farm. The first year, you may get 5 or 10% of what you need for a family's needs. The second year, maybe double. By the third year, you may have half of what your family needs, and that's putting a lot of time and work in. Here's our last break. We'll break back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Gentlemen, the two words no soldier ever wants to hear: fix bayonets. Right, Kirk?
Tough stuff. No question about it. And absolutely. And I understand they're not doing that anymore.
They've discontinued bayonet training in the U.S. Army. I hope the Marines have not discontinued it. Of course, the Air Force doesn't know what a bayonet is, and most guys in the Navy. We got one last caller here, almost out of time. Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Mr. Finney. Thank you both for taking my call. A few minutes ago, you said something about benefits of nicotine. As Dr. Ardis mentioned in that Red Pill Expo, I could only attend online. I just wanted to tell something anecdotal from the days I was growing up in India, that compared to cigarette, there is a different form of cigarette made in India. It's tobacco is wrapped in a leaf, and that's a special plant. I don't know its botanical name. But we were told from the childhood that the trouble starts when it gets wrapped in paper. So they did not know about the tobacco being processed. So the leaf wrapping and the tobacco inside is virtually untreated. And we were told by elders that there's no problem in smoking something wrapped in a leaf. When it's wrapped in paper, then problems start. So I would just add that my maternal grandmother and maternal grandfather both smoked that hookah, which is now fashionable in thing, H-O-O-K-A-H. But that was tobacco, very unprocessed, mixed with molasses and some earth, and that went through filtration through a water pot. And they lived till their 80s, and they never had any cardiac or lung issues like artery hardening or something like that. So I also believe that nicotine has some benefit, but if it is left unprocessed, that's all I have to say.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call. Well, Dr. Ars pointed out that the paper they use with the American cigarettes has arsenic in it.
Right.
And the tobacco itself has chemicals to make the product addictive. Natural organic tobacco is certainly the way to go if you're going to consume such a product, isn't it, Kirk?
Absolutely. Yep, no question. Amit's correct.
Okay. Your final comment. We're down to about 60 seconds or less here, Kirk.
Well, we've got a lot of folks out there that have got our lower-priced, what we call flow-through units, that are economy units. We're offering a special here, which is still alive for a few more days, where you can upgrade to our best unit, which is called the Alka Purity HD system, and it comes in several different forms. We have one that you can add, we can add a UV light to it, and we have our Helix Energizer device, which then makes it a Helix Purity. We've got options, but even on the base model, I mean, these systems are extraordinary, because they're 99%, you know, purification modules that have onboard non-electric pumps, and then the water runs through our energized media. So it creates a micro-clustered energized water that's first been completely and totally purified. So something
really
to look
good into.
Big sale, almost a wholesale price.
Okay. Kirk, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thursday. Top of the hour break. We expect to have Dr. Horowitz back after his two-week absence. We'll be right back.
From beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.